Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast. Welcome to it for Friday the 14th of May. Today was the day.
Three shots at it.
World record attempt. How did we go?
Well,
you'll find out soon. Yeah. As well as that, we've got Central Coast local, the big hitter from the Sydney Sixers.
With everything going on in sport, Justin Avendano.
Not one world record attempt this morning, but three on this date, Friday, the 14th of May, 2021.
That's right. I notice how you've handballed it over to me to do the saladas because your throat's a bit sore.
A little bit of a backstory. We wanted to become known for something on the Central Coast apart from pelicans.
Yeah.
We wanted to be a world record holder.
We heard a man had walked 55 dogs. We thought, phooey to that. We thought 60's easy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll smash that record.
Yes, we will.
Our legal team didn't agree with us.
They said there were going to be certain legal issues with one dog, say, biting another, which bites someone else and bites someone else.
What's wrong with a chihuahua and a mastiff going different directions?
Absolutely nothing. What's wrong with 60 dogs pooping in one place?
That's
nothing.
Right.
So they quashed it.
Whose chip is this?
That's right. We sat down, we cried for a bit, and then we rose like a phoenix and we went. So we said to our lazy boat lawyers, we said, how about we don't do one, we do three?
And they said, knock yourselves out.
That's right. That's what they said.
So we're going to try.
They're mind-blowing record attempts. One will be after 8 this morning, one will be after 7, and here we go for our first one.
The box of saladas I present to you, Paddy Gerard.
Yes.
There it is.
It's the world record attempt of most crackers eaten in 60 seconds. Bren H. in the US ate 13 crackers in 1 minute in 2017. There are certain rules. Only one cracker may be eaten at a time.
Wow.
And after each, the participant, that's you, Rob, because my throat's sore, must show their empty mouth before proceeding to the next. No drinking allowed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Warning. Oh, there's a warning on this. Speed eating can be extremely dangerous. Please do not attempt this record unless you're above the age of 18. Tick. Okay. Over 105 kilos. Tick. No personality. Tick. Oh, there's a lot.
What?
And trained as a professional.
Really? What weight do you have to be?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
We've got people supporting us this morning, breaking the saladas. Troy from Gosford. Good morning, Troy.
Good on you, Rob. At least doing one for the team and one for the Central Coast, because I'm sure someone else sitting next to you wouldn't be able to do it.
No. Shut your mouth, pal. My throat's sore.
You
know,
and hey, did you tell him if you fail, he's got to do it?
I
thought this was a call of support.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is.
All right, Troy. Well, thank you for the support. You stay with us, Troy. Stay with us.
You got it, mate. You got it. You got it for the Eels. You got it for the Central Coast. And you got it for Triple M, buddy.
Okay, stay with us.
I love the sound of that.
That's 30, buddy. You can do it.
Okay. All right. Stay with us, audience, Troy. It is inspiring. Cut the music, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we go, Robert.
11, 12, 13.
You've got 13 saladas in your mouth. You must swallow them.
No, they're on my hand.
On your hand.
Yeah.
We want them in your mouth. You've got 60 seconds for the first world record attempt at Triple M, Robert. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
It is 6:15.
Mark this date.
Mark this date. Friday the 14th of May.
Yeah, I feel
the first
feel like
world
I'm jumping
record
into
attempt.
A DeLorean.
Here we go. Just wait.
Your 60 seconds starts now.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. He's going for 13, still not even one down. You've got to open your mouth when you finish it. Yeah. You're still on one. He's still on one, Troy. He's still on bloody one. Oh, my God. This is number two. He's laughing. He's spitting everything everywhere. 2 out of 13. You will not get to the Brent H attempt of 13 saladas. You haven't even walked down two. Don't you choke on me. Do not choke on me. Come on, pal. Eat some. Eat. There comes three. Three's down. Come on. There's 20 seconds to go. You've got to get 13. You haven't even swallowed them. Just eat them. 16 seconds. 12 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. Troisy, he's let us down.
I did not realise.
Mate, what's going on?
Three. You didn't even get three.
Mate, you might need a bit of help. If you want to do a Weet-Bix challenge, you just call me in the studio, buddy. I'll get the Weet-Bix one done for you. No problems at all.
All right. Thank you, Troy.
You know what I think it must have been? They must have been American saladas or something.
Oh.
Or Spanish saladas, where they're a little bit easier to eat.
You are just like a Bulldogs player. You just won't.
Well, that's not very...
You just won't put in, mate.
I'm going to have to sit. I've jammed about 30...
Three. The record was 13. Well, that's our first record attempt. That has absolutely gone south.
Yeah, but look, that was always going to be the hardest.
No, it wasn't. Good on you, mate. Two to go, I tell you.
Salada?
Unfortunately, our first world record attempt after 6 o'clock this morning wasn't achieved by one Palmer.
Don't blame me.
I didn't blame you.
You turned up, you were going to do it, and then you came and you said, oh, I've got a sore throat. Can you do the salada bit?
I am just reading the facts.
Unpracticed. I went in for it, and I gave it everything, and I didn't quite get through three saladas. I was 10 short.
13. So we now have world record attempt number 2.
This one's gettable.
This is. A US woman has the Guinness record for the most sticky notes on a face. This was set in 2016. Taylor Mora. From the US holds this Guinness World Record, so it's been going now for 5 years. 60.
We've turned the air conditioning right down so that Paddy's not going to sweat.
Yeah.
His sweat would be bad for this.
And I sweat like a pig. We've got Kylie from Wyoming. Good morning, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Good morning, boys. Paddy, I hope you're pumped.
Thank you, mate. Of course I can.
But I am a little concerned. I hope you've got some paper towel to wipe over your face, absorbing oil.
Okay.
Because
notes
won't miss your face if there's oil on it.
Yeah,
no oil.
No oil. No,
well, he hasn't shaved, Kylie, so it's a little slack.
Today's the day, Kylie. This is what Central Coast will be known for from this day forth. The world record. Welcome to the Central Coast.
Yeah.
World record holder for the most sticky notes on a face in 60 seconds.
And you were there, Kylie, as a support person.
You were there. Thank you, Kylie. Okay, thank you. All right.
Kylie's breaking up on us.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So have you got the timer, Rob? I've got them in front of me. And Carolyn, who's in here filming it, he said you should do well because you haven't got a forehead, you've got an 8-head. I've taken offence at that right away. Okay, my hair's receding. I know that, Carolyn, but you didn't have to bring that up.
There is a lot of forehead. Yeah, it's gone red now.
All right, now take off my headphones for this one.
Is it the 5-ball that's red? Yeah, anyway.
I'm going to take my headphones off for this one, and you tell me when to go. I've got them all ready to go.
I need to come around and press the button?
No, I can start the button. I can do all that.
But that's going to take half a second.
No. It says your time starts, so I'm taking my headphones off.
Great. Okay. You take your headphones off.
All right,
you point me in now.
I'm ready to go. You ready?
I've got
them in my hand.
They're in your hand. You're ready to go. Get your hands on it. Go.
Your 60 seconds starts now.
One.
All right, Paddy, two. This is going pretty well. Remember, he's just lost three. Three have just fallen off his forehead. That's three. You've got three, mate.
Seven.
They've got to stay on your face.
Oh,
stick them to each other, Paddy.
Seven,
come
eight,
on, man. Pretend a koala's life depends on it.
A koala's life.
Come on, do this. No one remembers second place, Paddy.
No, I know. Help.
You're down to four again. There's five. There's five.
They're all sticky.
Come on, mate. You're a human cerulean. I'm doing it.
They're all sticky. You've tried this at home. This is the worst. The cheapest.
Husband Pat would have this down.
The cheapest post-it note ever.
This is the way. Now you've got it.
Good boy.
You're up to about 15.
Okay.
You're doing very 16.
Right, okay. 17.
We are not going to make it.
All right.
Stop talking.
Four, one.
Paddy Gerard.
Oh.
That is a huge fail. It's even worse than the saladas.
God. Kylie, look, it's not a good day.
Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
9. 10.
Okay.
I think I say a 10th.
So there's not 60 there?
Mate, I talked to you about this.
All right. Okay.
Why did we change disciplines at the last minute? I'd practice the post-its.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't listen, would you?
I'm sorry, Central Coast. I'm really sorry.
You should be.
I've let you down. But
does anyone else work with a person that just believes they're correct the entire time? No matter how many times you tell them that this might be a good way to do it, they say, nah.
But you know what? Had we bought more expensive Post-it notes that didn't fall off my face, may have been a chance.
I'm going to show you when we go to the news.
Okay, that's two fails this morning. Two fails. We've got one to go. We have got one attempt after 8 o'clock.
You know what? I'm going to rally behind you, Paddy.
Okay.
That was a good effort.
Thanks, mate. So was yours.
You failed miserably, but it was a good try.
Thanks for that. Just like the Broncos. The tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds coming up for the world
tallest
record.
Tallest toilet paper tower.
On your world record together. Station. Welcome to the Central Coast World Record.
Home of the world record holding.
Now, look, there's been some issues. Our first two world record attempts this morning.
Yeah, but we changed disciplines late, and I think that was a mistake. You made me at the Solaris because you had a sore throat.
That's right.
You to put the Post-it notes on so you wouldn't feel left
that's
out.
Right,
you didn't practice.
Yeah, I know, we didn't practice. But this is the one. It is the world record attempt. It hasn't been beaten since 2015.
Wow.
The tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds. This was set, as I said, back in 2015 by Silvio and Roberto in Italy. But today's the day it's going to be broken.
Smashed.
Smashed.
So and what we're going from to Clearwater do... Clearwater Plumbing.
He has given
us... here to motivate us with the promise of donations for each role we manage to mount on the tower.
I'm just limbering up now. $200 for every toilet roll that we stack.
Okay.
Which could amount to $5,000 for the kids' ward at Central Coast Hospital.
I don't know what you've got to stretch for this, but I've stretched it.
Okay. All right, Robert. Well.
Toilet paper stacking.
All right. I think we're ready.
Okay.
Cut the music. Now, we need to leave our areas here.
Yeah, hang on.
We've got Abster, who works in promotion. Here for us. She's going to set the timer going. So you leave your area, Rob, and move over to the
I'm moving now to the toilet paper stacking
area.
Centre.
Abby will start the 30-second timer. Rob's in place at the moment.
Yeah.
Abby, I'm going to leave it up to you. We need a ladder because it's going to stack high. Abby, I'll put my headphones down. You know what to do.
I'm in charge.
You tell us when to go. When we get ready... You give us the 30 seconds.
Remember what we talked about.
Yeah, okay. All right, you tell us when we're going, Ab.
You ready?
Yes.
Ready? Three.
Stay stacking up properly. Just get them ready.
Oh, quick little chat. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. There's some tears. Big hugs.
Oh, Abby. We were up to, what were we up to, Ab? Was it 18, 19, 20? About 20. And then it just come tumbling down. You're a loser. You are a dead set. I want a new partner.
You rushed it.
You
we
big,
talked
fat,
about this.
You big fat sausage
you
fingers.
You wouldn't wait.
You were the one who was saying, oh, do this, so I'm giving it to you. You were the one that was responsible for the stack, man.
Imagine losing a grand final with Paddy Gerard.
Unfortunately.
Just imagine.
Our three world record attempts this morning here at Triple M have...
I'm a little short of breath.
Failed. It's a sad...
You should be used to disappointment, you Broncos fan.
Don't start throwing insults now, mate. You lost with our... We did three world record attempts. All we wanted to be known was known for something.
You may have the biggest honker in the world on your face, but there was no way you were going to get 60 Post-it notes on it.
Oh, but you know what? I reckon I've got the biggest skin tag in the world. Maybe if that's a record.
Maybe if that's a record. You've still got your string around it trying to choke the thing.
And we had a call yesterday about my skin tag, just off the topic a bit. Oh. And who was that from? Shane from Empire Bay. And he said put apple cider vinegar on. And so I did that yesterday. And then I was talking to a few blokes yesterday. They were doing the same thing. We were talking about it yesterday.
That's right.
And so our three world record.
That's why we don't hang out together after the radio show.
Our three world record attempts have failed this morning. The most sticky notes on the face, 60 seconds, bonk, bonk. Saline crackers or, you know, saladas in 1 minute, Butterball over there only got 3 out of 13. I thought with the guts like that.
They're very dry.
And our big one this morning after 8 was the world record attempt, the tallest toilet paper tower in 30 seconds.
Gee, it started going up.
Jeez, it went well, mate. We were on fire.
It felt good. It felt good 13 rolls in.
Jeez, I tell you what. And you know, in the final 9 seconds of it, have a listen.
It's not often you feel good after using 13 rolls of toilet paper.
But we did today.
But we did today.
And final closing stages of the match.
Yeah. Some tears. Big hugs.
Oh, Triple M, your failed station. We wanted to go for 28. And what did we get to 20?
We got to about 20.
Yeah.
And you're blaming me.
Anyway, Benny from
anyone but yourself.
Clearwater Plumbing, who came in at the top this morning to about the donations. To give $5,000 to the kiddies ward at the kids ward at the
yeah, it was going to be $200 a roll. What does that get us to? Do we still qualify?
We had one standing, Benny. We had one standing. Is that $200?
We had one still standing.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Firstly, you mentioned the Broncos before.
Yes.
Now that actually brought back memories from the 2015 Grand Final. Broncos so much promise up until the final 5 seconds.
Yeah.
What happened? Next minute, Cowboys are premiers.
Yeah, that's right. He's used to losing on the bell.
Why does everyone have to come back with the Broncos, or are they not doing well? I know that, and nor did we today. I know that. Triple M. Oh, geez, Benny. Okay, so $200 you're going to give us?
No.
Oh.
What we're going to do is the children's ward at Gosford Hospital are going to do very well. We're still going to donate $5,000.
Oh, see,
for one roll of toilet paper,
Benny, from Clearwater Plumbing. Well done, mate. Thank you. Still going to give that $5,000 to them.
Still going to give it to them. Yep. No, they. Obviously need it. We're happy to help out kids in need, and we're happy to do that.
Good stuff, mate.
That is a fantastically generous thing to do. Despite Paddy's failings, you're still donating. The kids are going to love you for that, and their families, I'm sure.
It'll buy much valued equipment there, you know, with the doctors and nurses and all the support staff that is at Gosford Hospital and Wyong as well, but with the kids unit, especially at Gosford Hospital, they need as much money as they possibly can get, and that $5,000 from Clearwater Plumbing will go a long way to helping them out, Benny. You're a good man.
No, thank you.
And if you've got a blocked drain, Clearwater Plumbing. If your pipes are playing up, Rob Palmer, Clearwater Plumbing.
Or if you put 20 rolls of toilet paper down the dunny.
That would do it.
Clearwater Plumbing. Hey, Benny, thank you very much. That's a really great donation, mate. Thanks for being part of our failed world record attempts this morning.
No, thank you for inviting me, and I'm just glad we've got this opportunity.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Yeah, Central Coast local, the big hitter from the Sydney Sixers and Australian cricketer Justin Avendano. He's here to have a chat with sport. Justin, g'day, mate.
How are you guys?
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's my favourite time of the week, so thanks for having me.
No problem.
Pleasure.
How's the back?
Oh, yeah. Back's not great, let's be honest, but we don't talk about those things,
mate.
Of course we don't.
That's right. Don't whinge like Gerard does.
Mate,
you know when he's got an injury.
I had to give him a massage before we started this morning because he said, oh, I've got a stitch in my shoulder. And then all my toes sore every morning, Justin.
Look, I'm not going to lie. My dad actually gave me a massage last night and it was the best thing ever. So
there you go.
Sometimes you just need a bit of a man-on-man massage, mate. So whatever you can do for Rob, I'm all for it, mate.
That's right. And I feel better for it.
Yeah. Now, we talk Super Rugby this morning.
Into sport, Super Rugby.
Yeah, Super Rugby. So the finals happened over the weekend and the Crusaders won in the New Zealand Conference.
Were they convincing?
They were convincing. They beat the Blues, I think, by about 15 points. But the best thing I love seeing when the Crusaders win is the coach, Scott Robinson. So every time he wins a title, whether it be for the All Blacks or the Crusaders, there's a breakdance in the middle of the stadium after the game, so the whole team gets in a huddle.
I've seen this before.
Yeah, and it's awesome. So I was like, I really was hoping the Crusaders won just to see him dance.
Just for the breakdance.
So that was worth it. And the Reds had an incredible win over the Brumbies. They won in overtime by about 4 minutes in overtime, and the prop from the Reds dived over. They thought they'd scored, and the Brumbies sort of gave up. The Reds were cheering. And the ball sort of spat out. All of a sudden, it got stuck to James O'Connor in the corner. Went over, try. because everyone had stopped the game because they thought they had scored and just got spat out. And
to win the match, yeah, this ball just
to win the match in overtime. So it was one of the greatest wins. They were down by four, so a try sealed it.
So Queensland Reds, thumbs up. And because of Queensland current holders in the Rugby League with the State of Origin shield. Yeah. Speaking of Rugby League, mate, it is Magic Round up in Brisbane and the Bronx are taking on your side tonight, mate.
Oh, mate, we have a big game today. So this is what I've been waiting for a while, to get one up on you. Now, Tom Dravojevic has come back, and now after he sat a little sprint down in the Manly Street there and tore his hammy, he's probably come back and been the most influential player in the game. So
it's going to take more than Tom Dravojevic, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos at home, they're not a completely useless side. Like, they've got some muscle about them, and that's maybe where Manly have fallen down. Dravojevic is great in the back, but they're going to need it up front, aren't they?
Well, that's the problem with Manly. They pay Cherry Evans so much money, and then obviously now Dravojevic, that there's not a whole lot of money left in the cap. So our forwards aren't the best. We've got Marty Tapau, but a few players back, so hopefully it's a cracking game. And then we've got the New Zealand Warriors, the Central Coast New Zealand Warriors, on Sunday playing the Eels. It's going to be an amazing match as well.
And yeah, by the way, too, Triple M, we're going to cover the West Tigers Knights game tonight, then Manly and Broncos. That's after that. All starts at 6. Saturday, we've got the Bulldogs and Raiders from midday. And then Sunday, we've got the Storm and Dragons from 1 and Titans v Panthers. So if you want to listen, you can listen on Triple M to all those Magic Round matches I just told you about.
Now, Justo, apparently not everyone's on $3.2 million to go to India for 6 weeks and play cricket. What's going on there?
No, so the Aussies is scheduled to come back tomorrow, and I spoke to a mate last night, Daniel Sams, is over there, and now the poor guy, now he got stuck over there. He got COVID at the start of the tournament, which almost put the tournament at risk at the very beginning.
Yep.
So he had to do an extra 2 weeks when he got there. Then, obviously, tournament finished as soon as he got out of his quarantine in India. Then he's had to go into quarantine in the Maldives and do another 2 weeks starting tomorrow in Australia. So he's going to do about 7 weeks quarantine out of his 9, and he's only getting paid about $40,000. And then after tax and all that, it's actually not that much money to do 7 weeks quarantine out of 9. So he's going a little bit insane.
He's gone to India to play cricket and come home after 7 weeks quarantine, and he's going to walk away with 20 grand.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's, some players obviously get paid loads, and there's also other stories of people not getting that much money. And obviously, 7 weeks quarantine, I don't know how he does it.
It is hard to fathom the difference between $3.2 million and $40,000 to do the same thing. I know.
And they're both playing for Australia. Cummins, obviously, Daniel Sam is not as big, but he's playing for Australia last year in the T20 formats and in the one-day stuff. So it is a big difference, but that's just the way it is in India.
Is that why he's got the GoFundMe page?
I don't know. Maybe I need one.
Now, this bloke doesn't need a GoFundMe page. Officially the world's highest paid athlete is?
Conor McGregor.
There you go.
Holy moly. He got $188 million, I think, last year, which is just ridiculous. LeBron, 120-odd mil. Messi, 150. Ronaldo, 150.
But McGregor only had one fight.
Yeah, he got $22 million, I read, from him fighting, but he made all the money when he sold his whiskey company.
He sold his whiskey and made over $120 million. So, it's ridiculous.
Get into, I know,
whiskey.
What we can do.
Yeah.
Avendano's, having a scotch.
Look, I'm going to be honest, I probably won't sell that well.
No. And, mate, speaking of sponsorships, the Wallabies have got a new sponsor.
Yeah, so Cadbury replaced Qantas as a major sponsor for the Wallabies, which is huge. So, I don't know, maybe they could sponsor the show. I mean, I just got married, so I can blow out a little bit now. So sponsored by Cadbury probably wouldn't be a bad shout.
A glass and a half in every 120-kilogram blockhead.
Thank you very much for coming in, Justin.
Thanks,
we'll see you
guys
next Friday. Justin Avendano. He is our local boy from Terrigal, the big hitter from the Sydney Sixers and Australian cricket, and we'll see you next Friday, champ.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.